Good morning, everybody. It's another beautiful day to be alive, although it's pouring down the rain, but I would much rather have that as drought and fire. David wrote, "This is the day the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it." It would do us all good to sit and think about the great things that God has given us. And we could go on and on and on about that. But let's jump into our talk for the day. Several years ago, a movie came out that highlighted the lives of the early test pilots and astronauts that pushed the edge of human capabilities in the area of air travel and in space flight. I remember as a young boy sitting in a gymnasium on the grandstands, the old wooden grandstands. And we were watching an old black and white TV as that first step was taken onto the surface of the moon. I was just a grade six young fella. I was blown away with what took place. One of the guys that was honored in this film was General Chuck Yeager. And Chuck Yeager was the first person to break the sound barrier. A lot of people had died trying to do that, but Chuck Yeager knew that, and he pushed on through it because he had the right stuff. He was willing to face the dangers to do something no one had ever done. General Yeager and the astronauts and even the early explorers in Australia who pushed roads through to the Australian outback all had the right stuff. And that stuff is courage and mental strength and a daring attitude to do what had never been done before. Well, these people showed that they had the right stuff. But Jesus, the author of the Christian faith, also gave a list of things, descriptions, or some characteristics of Christians who, if they have these, would have the right stuff. Is anybody interested in knowing what those are? Well, we're going to look at those things, and you can go with me over to Matthew chapter 5. But before we get into our study, let's pray. Father, thank you for the day you've allowed us to have. We rejoice in the things that you have blessed us with. Now, Father, help us to look at these things that Jesus said and evaluate ourselves and see if today we have the right stuff. Thank you, Lord. Now we ask that you just go with us and use this for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus starts his famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. And in this, we're going to find the right stuff for Christians. As a matter of fact, I believe we're going to find most of it in the first 12 verses. So go there and follow with me. But before we get into our study, let's set the scene. Jesus had just defeated the devil during his 40-day fast in the wilderness. And he showed us how to suppress this old enemy of ours. Then Jesus started traveling around and he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And while he preached, he healed people and changed their lives. Matthew records that back in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Point blank, he changed their lives. Look closely. Jesus was preaching the gospel, and he was changing people's lives because he had the right stuff. Jesus was doing all these things that attracted the attention of people. Look at verse number 25. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. So Jesus had a crowd showing up. Jesus did what was needed to get everybody's attention. So what's he going to teach them now that they're listening? Let's go to Matthew 5, verse number 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went upon a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Jesus is seated, and he's ready to reveal the right stuff to his disciples and those who are listening. Are you ready to hear these life-changing and future-altering characteristics? Now look with me in verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. I'll bet that's not what you expected. You see, the right stuff that is taught by Jesus just might be different than what it takes for our culture. That poor in spirit, these are people who will not trust in themselves, but will absolutely, without question, trust God. These people will be part of God's kingdom, not their own kingdom. How are you doing with that one? Verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Those who mourn, listen, are totally disgusted with their own weaknesses. You ever been there? These people know and accept the truth about themselves, and according to Jesus, will be given the vaccine of divine comfort. When they recognize their weaknesses, God will comfort them and lift them up. That's what the Bible says. Let's go to the next one, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Are we having fun yet? But you see, these life-changing and future-shaping characteristics will not only change you, but they'll change your world. So let's take the time just to see what they are. Those who are meek. It's those who are quiet and gentle, kind of like Jesus. But don't let that fool you. Meekness is not weakness. The meek Christian has a supreme confidence in the unlimited power of God that can do anything. They just don't show off with it. Jesus said for these people, they will inherit the earth. Let's look at the next one, verse 6. Verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. These are those who have a very strong desire to do what's right. Listen, that's not what's right in their own eyes, but what's right in God's eyes. They want, these people who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they want the image of Jesus to be formed completely in their lives. If that's you, then God promises you that he will fill you to the top with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let's go on. Verse number 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. These people recognize the mercy that God gave them and will freely give that mercy to everyone around them. No questions. These people who have mercy, they receive mercy, they'll give mercy. The next one, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. These are those who are inwardly clean from sin. They have a clear conscience and an unclogged line between them and the Father. As the old song says, nothing between my soul and my Savior, not of this world's delusive dream. I have renounced all sinful pleasure. Jesus is mine. There is nothing between. For these people, they shall see God. Let's continue. Verse number 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the sons of God. This peacemaker is known for calming a situation rather than escalating it. Their very presence causes conflicts to fade. What an admirable attribute. These people alone, listen, will be called sons of God. And finally, verse number 10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These people are persecuted for doing what's right in the eyes of God. Notice they didn't say those who are persecuted for their own bad attitude. These are persecuted for doing what's right in the eyes of God. For these, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. So let's review. The poor in spirit, meekness, hungering and thirsting for what's right, merciful, pure in heart, persecuted for what's doing right, persecuted for doing what's right in the eyes of God the Father. Do these describe you? Do you have the right stuff? Maybe some of the characteristics are completely foreign to you and you just can't see yourself ever achieving them. Well, in that case, number two should be useful to you. Let's take a look at it again in verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. You need to recognize that some things need to change if these characteristics are not common in your life. Those who admit that they've missed the mark and humble themselves and seek God's help will be lifted up. You see, God will infuse His divine comfort in those who admit honestly that they need it. God, fill us with Your divine comfort and then lead us into the knowledge of the right stuff for vibrant Christian living. What Jesus taught, He lived. And we know that there is no other person who ever lived on earth that even came close to changing the world like He did. You see, He had the right stuff. Now He has given us those characteristics, and He wants us to grasp those characteristics so you and I can also have the right stuff and change the world around us. We know that's what we need. So it's time that we have the right stuff. Father, I thank You, Lord, for the day. Thank You for Your blessings. Thank You for these wonderful characteristics that Jesus has given us. Now, Lord, give us the courage to grasp them and start living them. Probably more importantly, give us the ability to humble ourselves and mourn over those that we just don't have. And when we humble ourselves before You, You'll lift us up and fill us. You'll infuse us with Your divine comfort. That's what we want. In Jesus' name, amen.